This recording, Arizona 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say that he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle, without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from the earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by a reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops, which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give the bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. Oh, let me tell you something that happened this morning, which is, I thought, kind of funny. I have a little dog, and I just love that little dog, but he belongs to my sister. My sister is letting me take care of him. She lives in a condo where she's allowed pets, but only two. Obviously, she has three dogs, and someone finked on her. So she asked me if I could take him for a little while, and I said, sure. But I've had him now for over a year, and I just love that little dog. He's a mixed Jack Russell Terrier with a beagle. His name is Shadow. And we get along just great. But I thought it was really funny this morning when I left, and I usually talk to him before I leave, telling him that the weather was nice, we're going to go for a walk, but if it's cold and windy, we won't be going for a walk. You have to be a dog person, I guess, to understand when persons talk to their dogs and the dogs talk back to them. I swear, when he looked at me when I said, but if it's cold and windy, we won't be going for a walk, he looked at me with his little eyes kind of like he said, but I have a sweater. And I swear, I don't know where that came from. All of a sudden, it looked to me like he said, but I have a sweater. And I laughed and I laughed and he wagged his tail. So we were both laughing about that. That's what comes to mind when I'm thinking about the morning, my little dog. We go to the cemeteries a lot and clean the grave sites of our departed. My sister lives here in the valley, and we go once a month to Globe, where we're from. Our parents are deceased, my brother is deceased, and of course our other relatives are as well. So we go to the Globe and the Miami cemeteries once a month, and clean the grave sites and take flowers. Mm-hmm. And if it's a holiday, like Veterans Day or something close to that, we'll take flags and we'll put the flag on for my dad and my uncles and my brother. My dad and my uncles are World War II vets. They served in World War II, and my brother, the Vietnam vet. Mm-hmm. So that's a ritual, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. that my sister Monica and I do once every four weeks, probably, sometimes 6 weeks. But we do that every time we go up to Globe. Globe and Miami, M-I-A-M-I, are two mining towns that are, separated by 6 miles. So most people call that area Globe, Miami, but they're two separate mining towns, but there's such a rich history of copper mining and the contributions of Mexicanos to the development of copper in those two towns. So my parents, born and raised in Miami, and my family on both sides raised in Miami, me and my younger sisters and I born in Globe, and my brother as well, but we were all born in Globe, but raised in Globe. But we grew up with that kind of mining town background and labor consciousness and the importance of unions to workers like my dad. My dad worked for Inspiration Copper Consolidated Company for 42 years. He was a miner. So that is what makes these towns is mining, copper mining.